Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to mortgage protection, trust Zurich. Get the advice you need from a financial broker today.
RTE has said it is disappointed with the decision by Dublin Pride to end its media partnership with the national broadcaster. Dublin Pride announced yesterday an end to the partnership in response to recent discussions about the transgender community on the Liveline programme on RTE Radio 1. It said the programmes had breached trust with the community and caused untold hurt. Well, I've been getting reaction from the head of RTE Radio 1, Peter Woods, and I first asked him whether he himself had heard all three programmes and whether he was happy to stand over them.
I've listened to all three programmes, yeah. And I'm happy to stand over the programmes, yes.
Claims were repeatedly made on the programme over the 3 days that trans women are a threat to the safety of other women. No context was put on the scale and the extent of that threat, if it exists at all. Do you accept that doing that risks demonising trans women and creating fear and loathing about them?
There were a lot of things said in those programmes across the 3 days, and across the 3 days, various views were presented and were robustly defended and discussed on the programme.
Dublin Pride says the programmes breached trust with the community and caused untold hurt. Do you accept that those programmes caused untold hurt?
I accept the programmes for people listening to them obviously caused hurt. Yes, I accept that. And because of where I sit in this organisation, and because I have colleagues who took part in Pride, who took part in Pride under an RTE banner, I regret that they caused hurt to people.
And yet you stand over them.
Yeah, well, I stand over the programmes because we exist as well to debate controversial issues. That is part of why RTE is there. So I'm looking, like, over the past few years, and I'm looking at a programme like the programme we have in Quest, we're talking about, like Liveline, which has continually debated and discussed controversial issues and shone a light in areas in Irish society. Everything that goes out on air on Radio 1 is not going to be to everybody's satisfaction all the time. But what matters most in what we do is how we approach it and why we do it, and why, and that we try to shine a light and we try to engage with people and we try to express a variety of opinion across the airwaves. So if I'm looking at, in my time as an editor in Radio 1, I'm going back to the marriage referendum or the 8th referendum, and I'm looking at Liveline in particular in the lead up to both of those referendums, which where there were complex issues debated on air for 2 or 3 weeks in the lead up to that, and where people expressed their opinions freely on air, and where the country could be heard debating. And the fact is that at the end of the day, Liveline were getting phone calls on this, on these issues. And that's why Liveline, that's how Liveline works. So there was and is interest in these areas. And it's Liveline and it's RTE's job, comfortably or uncomfortably, to air and debate the issues.
You're talking about how Liveline has a history of debating controversial issues, which is obviously true. But very many people, both in the LGBTQ community and outside it, have said that what Liveline did over those 3 days was debate trans people's very existence, whether or not trans women exist, trans men exist, with some people claiming they don't.
Yeah, but Liveline also had on the programmes, on all of those programmes, trans people who were very humanly expressing their situation, down to the extent of, in one of the programmes, I can't remember the specific day it was on, where one of the callers in apologised to one of the trans women on the programme for an opinion that they had. That's what Liveline is about.
Was the team briefed on Liveline about the appropriate language and terminology to use relating to trans and non-binary people?
Yes, the team would be very aware of that.
If Liveline were to begin this discussion again next week, not having done it before now, would you or the production team do something differently?
No, I don't think we would do anything differently. Like, it's like everything else. It's like when you go to do something like that, you know, like when you sit as a producer in a program like Liveline and you go to do that subject and that call comes in, you know that that's controversial, that that's going to be controversial. But and you do it because you think that there's more than one call coming in on it, that people are interested in it and listeners drive it. So if we were going back again and we were looking at, I don't know, last Wednesday or last Thursday, I'm presuming it came in on Thursday, I think, and we were going back and looking at that again, you're basically asking me to an extent, this question is, was it worth it? And yes, it is worth it. It's always worth having the debate. It's always worth having the discussion and it's always worth airing people airing their opinions.
No matter the hurt caused.
But every day, like in all programmes, like there's potential for hurt. And when I'm saying in this, like I when I say on a personal level and on behalf of the people I work with in RTE, I am sorry that people were hurt in this case. But it's the nature of what we do that people are going to get hurt on one side of a discussion or on another side of a discussion. Not everybody agrees all the time. You could hear as well, and for anybody who's listened to those programmes, you can hear, as you can often hear in Liveline, you can hear people making up their minds. You can hear people changing their minds at times. And you can hear the humanity that people have. So it works both ways. Like, it works both ways. And no programme, and I'm producing programmes here for a long time, as a producer and then later as an editor across programmes. And I can tell you that in my experience, no programme maker in Radio 1 has ever set out to hurt anyone or to cause hurt consciously.
But, you know, when you say that we debate controversial issues all the time, there is a line, isn't there? There's an editorial line at which you say, well, no, that's not an acceptable issue to debate. For example, whether or not black people are equal to white people or whether or not gay people have a right to exist. You know, we don't debate those issues, do we? Because we accept it, that they're not up for debate.
Yes.
So do you think the Liveline programmes over the last 3 days put a question mark over whether or not trans people have a right to exist?
No, I don't agree with that. Clearly, I don't agree with that.
The RTE statement today doesn't condemn transphobia or homophobia. I assume RTE does, in fact, condemn transphobia or homophobia, despite it not being in the statement.
I would have taken that as a given in everything we do.
Finally then, Peter, to any trans people listening to this interview, can you tell me what's your message to them on behalf of RTE?
Well, I don't. I only speak here on Radio 1 and I speak fundamentally as a person. So as I said, and I would like this to be said separately to everything else, for people who were undoubtedly offended or hurt, and hurt in particular by the programme, I do apologise. And I am sorry about that.
All right. Peter Woods, thank you very much for joining us.